As God is righteous by your blood, you make us pure and holy by your blood, you make us saints by your blood. And so we turn from our sin and we turn to you, and we thank you that your seed is in us so we cannot sin. Hallelujah.
Move in the Spirit, our waters by fire. Do not sin, do not sin.
From stumbling, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord Jesus.
Speak the word of God whenever you speak.
Do not sin. Speak the word of God whenever you speak. Do not sin.
God's seed is amazing, is absolutely brilliant, it's incredible, it's wonderful. And God's seed, because God's seed delivers us from every curse, God's seed takes away all loneliness. God's seed takes away all fear and worry and sorrow and stress and anxiety. And God's seed gives you incredible blessings, gives you great joy and peace and mercy and forgiveness and kindness and goodness and every good and perfect gift. God's seed is in you if you choose to ask Jesus to put his seed in you. So if you don't have God's seed in you, ask God to put his seed in you. Ask Jesus to put his seed in you. And the way we do that is we thank Jesus for dying for us on the cross to take away our sins and every curse, and for his resurrection power that which is in us by faith in his name. His seed is in us. So are you tempted? Are you tempted in any way? Is there any temptations in your life? Because we flee temptations in the natural, just like Joseph fled away from Potiphar's wife. But in the spirit, we pursue the spirits of darkness, and we put them to death by the sword of the spirit. So we destroy temptation by God's seed. God's seed is in us by faith, and we use the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, to destroy temptation. So we destroy temptation by saying God's seed is in us. Therefore, I cannot sin, and therefore I won't be tempted to do what the devil wants me to do. So if I'm tempted by sexually immoral thoughts, I can say to those temptations, God's seed is in me and I cannot sin, so I will not think sexually immoral thoughts, hallelujah, and therefore don't think those thoughts. And this word will work for any sort of sin. This word will work for anger, for hatred, for lust, for greed, for sexual morality, for fornication, for temptation, for any sort of sin, for drug addiction, nicotine addiction, for gambling, for any sort of sin, and also any sort of fear or worry, sorrow, stress, or anxiety. God's seed is in you, so you cannot sin. So be holy and pure and righteous, my friend, and do not sin. Do not sin. Do not sin. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do not fear, do not worry, do not be dismayed, do not sin. Do not sin. Do not sin. Do not fear, do not worry, do not be dismayed, do not sin. Do not sin. Thank you. Lord. Amen.